patient named Jayden, J-A-Y-D-E-N, last name Kimbrough, K-I-M-B-R-O-U-G-H, date of birth, 8/29/12, date of service, 1/12/24. This is an 11-year-old young man. Here complaining of right thumb injury. Apparently he was out on the playground at school yesterday and he fell down. And since that point, his right thumb has been hurting him, more of a proximal area of the thumb. Period in the paragraph, he does have full range of motion to that right hand. He says he's lost a little bit of strength because he doesn't want to be in any pain or discomfort as he uses that right hand. There is no deformity, there's no ecchymosis, there's no bruising. He does have normal range of motion. Period in the paragraph. No other issues brought forth today. Blood pressure 113 over 68, pulse 79, respiration 16, temperature 98.1, oxygenation 99%, current weight 86 pounds, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication negative, medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history negative for any secondhand smoke, lives with mom and dad. Period. New paragraph. Once again, this happened on the playground at school yesterday. He did go to the nurse. The school is wanting him to get an x-ray today. Period. New paragraph. We did an x-ray of that right hand, focusing on that thumb area. There is no osseous abnormality that is identified. It was a normal x-ray. Period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. No distress. Neck, no pyromegaly, heart positive, S1 positive, S2, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur, lungs are clear to auscultation. Period. And paragraph examination of that right hand, specifically the thumb area, a normal presentation. He does have full range of motion. He is a bit tender when I attempt to palpate that area, but there is no ecchymosis, no edema, no abnormality identified. Skin is intact. Period. Paragraph. Assessment and plan. A right thumb sprain. Patient will be placed in a thumb splint. Advised to apply cool compresses and take Motrin over the counter for the next couple of days. If not improved, he will call us or return to clinic. I suspect that this will be a short-lived incident. I've told the dad in the room with me that it should be 3 or 4 days and he should be back to normal. If that is not the case, he will call or return to clinic.